In less than 2 weeks, it appears likely that Illinois' Republican Governor Bruce Rauner will deliver a budget address for the next fiscal year without a budget for the current year in place. There's been a lot of finger-pointing on each side of the political aisle between Republicans led by Governor Rauner and Democrats led by House Speaker Michael Madigan. We continue a series of conversations with area lawmakers to see what solutions they have to offer. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bosser talked with Democrat Carol Ammons of Urbana, who's in her first term in the Illinois House, about how much longer she expects this stalemate to continue.
I can tell you that as long as there are requests in bills that don't deal strictly with the budget, then it's going to make it more difficult to bring the two parties together with the governor's office. And so that may extend the life of this fight a little bit more.
Is this stalemate acceptable considering the damage done to the state government while it continues?
I mean, the damage that's being done is being selected and chosen by the governor's office. His administration is deliberately choosing to withdraw or withhold funds and not pass a budget so that higher ed, human services, and every other state government appropriation can be taken care of because he wants the turnaround agenda. And people should not forget that this is all about him wanting the turnaround agenda. The governor wants this thing done in a particular way. Otherwise, he says, we're not going to get anything out of this process. And what we're saying is we believe, and we've said from the very beginning, that there really should be a balanced approach to doing the budget. And the budget should be the central focus of that approach. Let's negotiate how much money is actually needed. How much revenue is needed? We haven't had that discussion. He refuses to have it. He's interested in getting his turnaround agenda. He's interested in administrative rule changing without utilizing the legislative process.
You're covering a district with this flagship university. What do you think is your responsibility to the people here and what higher education is seeing?
I really believe that my responsibility to the people here is to make sure that we don't take on dangerous cuts that would really not only lay off people here at the university, in some cases may require the university to cut whole departments. I believe our responsibility is to protect what we have here at the university, minimize the cut as much as possible, because higher ed has been receiving cuts over the last several years. In every single budgetary year, there's been some cut that the university systems have had to take. The Democrats propose cuts to the higher ed budget, and those cuts were very difficult, about 8.6%, which is not a small amount. It's about almost $57 million. The recommendation from the governor's office and the GOP, their recommendation would cut $144.3 million out of higher ed. We have to continue to negotiate to a smaller number.
I'm wondering if you go back 7-8 months and any Republicans you talk to were more about the turnaround agenda and tried to drive home that, yeah, we should follow the edicts that the governor is proposing.
I think that they were certainly more vocal about the turnaround agenda back then. The speech the governor just did at the State of the State, he focused on some of the same exact things that was in the initial one that he did a year ago. And we've seen over the last year or two, certainly going back, the impact of some of these kind of recommendations in states that surround Illinois. And we've seen the negative impacts that have been as a result of those recommendations. And so I think people are less outspoken about some of those recommendations than they were a year ago. And the turnaround agenda hasn't made the progress that the governor has wanted throughout the state of Illinois. So the diversity of the district, yet he hasn't been able to really sell some of those items. I believe it's time for him to move away from those things and really say, I want to be a partner in governing Illinois. I want to be a partner with the legislature. I want to be a partner with both the House and the Senate and his leadership so that we can really get something done. And I just haven't heard that from him, and I haven't heard that too much at this point from the GOP. The GOP is saying, oh, the speaker standing in the way of us doing something. And of course, it's easy to have a boogeyman, but when you look very deeply underneath what's going on, you'll see the turnaround agenda is completely tied to everything that they put forward.
Democratic State Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana is in her first term representing Illinois' 103rd District. She discussed the state's budget impasse with Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert. You can hear a longer version of this interview online at willnews.org.